silence waits the day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away. Dear Savior, haste, come, come to earth, dispel the night and show your face, and bid us hail the dawn of grace. O come, divine Messiah, the world in silence waits the day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today. We're going to have the lighting of the Advent candle. We have to pray. We have to listen to the voice that calls us beloved. God will speak to us, and we will find the inner place from which to live our lives. Compassionate Father, open our ears to hear your word. Guide us in your truth and teach us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You are sent to the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You come to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Loving and merciful God, we see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity. Enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation, to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us listen to the word of God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
soul rejoices in my God. My soul rejoices in my God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. My soul rejoices in my God. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. My soul rejoices in my God. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. My soul rejoices in my God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the utterances, prophetic utterances. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
Because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testimony, testify to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but that he came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So he said to him, "Who are you? So that we can give answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you're not the Christ or Elijah the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. The antiphon we're going to use for this sermon: "Behold, our God will come, and God will save us." Just listen to that again. "Behold, our God will come, and God will save us." I think sometimes that we fall into this. We all do bad things. We all sin. That is true. Mistakes that we kind of easily make is that if I do something bad, if I sin, that means I am bad. And I would suggest that is not true. The fact that we do bad things, and they may be bad things we do, and so on, but that does not say we are unbad. Now, it doesn't mean that there doesn't matter any difference whether we do bad things or not. I am not bad. You are not bad, because who are you? Who am I? I'm not really a priest. I am really not John Clay. Not really. You are not who you usually think you are. Who am I? Same thing you are. What makes us be? Now, obviously, if what makes us be were not in us, we wouldn't be here. And what makes us be? What makes us be is the infinite love that God is. The reason that we exist is because that love is in us. That's who you are. That's who I am. If underneath it all, you and I are the love that God is, then even though we do something bad, that presence of God is there. That's what I mean when I talk about we do bad things, and we all do. We all sin, that's true. And it's good for us to change, and that let God change us. That is true. But there's something deeper underneath. And that is the infinite love that God is. And God is not bad. God is love. So underneath it all, and lots of times there's a whole bunch of stuff that's underneath, is the loving existence of God that makes us be. That's why it's helpful to me not to give up and say, oh, I'm kind of a hopeless case. I did this again, and again, and I got it worse. I am a miserable kind of person. We're doing some kind of miserable things, that's true. But remember, what's underneath us, what makes us be. Just imagine, if I could look out there and see all these faces, and I wouldn't see the faces. I wouldn't see whether you got hair or not. I wouldn't see whether they're tall or short. If I were deep enough for the grace of God, I would see the presence of God. I'd probably be better to you then. Just think how different our world would be. And this is true of the people we don't like. A good way to test this is politics. There probably are some people that we don't exactly think are wonderful. True. But they're there. Which means, underneath all the junk, we all got just different junk, that's all, is the infinite love that is God. I'll tell you this a lot of times, because it's hard for us. It's so hard for us to see that, because we covered over pretty good with the things we do and all the kind of mess that we make and mistakes and sins and stuff. But think of that. Now, if I realize that that is deeply who I am, that means I am not bad. I've done some bad things. I am not bad. But because underneath is goodness, with the love of God, I can change. You see, if I say, oh, I'm no good, I'm worthless, I've done everything, I've done this and stuff, I'm a hopeless case, how would we ever change? Be pretty hard, wouldn't it? If I don't amount to anything and I'm no good and all this kind of stuff, there's nothing to hold on to. I just want you to ponder these things. This is not a question of information. Well, it is information, but it's something we have to let get into us. And God will help us to get into us. That's what we mean when we say God is light. We see stuff we didn't see before. And when we see stuff we didn't see before, we see some wonderful stuff. And I can look at me, this miserable person who did this bad thing and that bad thing and the other bad thing, and not because you're a priest, you're so great and all that kind of stuff like that. I say, well, gee whiz, I'm kind of a hopeless case. And these things are true, but that's not who I am underneath. And that's the same for every one of us. I did say that, didn't I? I did say that. Do you see why I said, behold, our God will come, and he will save us. And this is talking about the coming of God and Jesus, the whole thing. But that coming is here. That salvation is always here. Don't put yourself down in that way. When we're very proud and think we're better than other people, it is good Have God help us to see that's baloney. And we do some bad things, and not to say, well, that's okay, that's not true. But you see, the power for us to be saved, to be cleansed, is there. And you won't take advantage of this unless you allow God to help you see it and me to see mine. This is why we often, we think about confession. Remember we're taught in the old days, you did something wrong and the priest yelled at you? You did that 14 times? Well, I'm not going back there again. Of course not. I would go back there again either. It was for some reason, so often we got off the track and say, you kind of yell at people, it's going to help me good. Well, it doesn't work that way. It just says, oh, either I just pass it off or I say, I am a miserable wretch, there's no hope anyhow. What is my job as a confessor? Is to help you to see that you are good. That's what Jesus did. Jesus is pretty smart. Just think of that. He didn't yell at the, quote, sinners. He embraced them. Who did he yell at? The ones that said, we are so holy and good and better than other people. Because Jesus had to get that through that big seal they got, which keeps them from seeing that they hurt lots of people. That's my job, is to help you to see you're good. Sometimes that can be done in confession. If that's particular, there's something that's troubling us or something inside. It can also be done just with spiritual contacts. And you're welcome, we have confession here. It's not very long, it's from 2:30 to 3 on Saturday. But you're always welcome to give me a call or confession. If you don't want confession, there's also the helping to see goodness. That's what spiritual help is like. And so, if you want to do that, you're certainly welcome to do so. I don't have much time when it's Saturday from 2:30 to 3 for something which goes deeper. It takes a little longer. But remember, that's why I'm here. My job is to help you to see how good you are deep inside. And with that, the grace of God can continue and gradually be changed. And if I yell at you, which I really don't, then you say to me, I'm going to see somebody else. Which should be okay. I guess that's why I'm so grateful that I've sinned. Because that helps me to know I'm just like everybody else. And if I keep thinking that I'm better than anybody else, I'm kind of lost. You are good. I am good. And that love that is God can do all kinds of things within us. And any time I can help anybody to know that, I have a feeling that, oh my heavens, it's not me. It's God. And something which is very important to me is I have a big ego. It doesn't show all the time. A great, great big ego. And because I have sinned, it enables me to see, John, you are just like everybody else. There's goodness underneath. You mess things up. And the fact that you've done so bad sometimes, this can help you to know that it's I, God, who's doing it. And God says, John, you're only a rusty old pipe. It's a pipe I can use. And the love that I am will come through me. Come through, it's from me, through you, to those you serve. If it weren't for understanding that, I would have a bigger ego than some of the people that are in Washington. I'm not mentioning anybody by name. Please remember that. I'm not taking sides. No. Well, God bless you. And I'd like for us just to take a little bit of time. So close your eyes. And we'll all just meditate a little bit. This is what helps us to change, to get the light, to see some stuff which makes our life totally, totally different. With our eyes closed, let us imagine that God is smiling at us. Now, we use this imagination, but the imagination is showing what is really true, but we can't see it. We've sinned. God is smiling at us. And this love that God is so happy to be with us. And saying, I know you've done some really bad stuff. I'm here to help you heal. I'm not mad. I'm not going to punish. I want you to heal. You see, when you have sinned, when you've done wrong, I'm with you to heal you and help you become more loving. When you're being pretty good, I like being with you too, just as much. And what my presence there is to help you come gradually a little bit better. Because the only thing I want for you is to be completely happy. And the more you allow me to love you and let my love penetrate you, the more that will take place. You are my children. You are my kids. I only want for you happiness and love. Don't be afraid. I'm on your side. God bless you.